The Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns Gear and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgarin.com/rain. Hey, welcome to the Lowdown for 9 September 2024. We've got a lot of things to cover this week, including the F-35 pilot that was at the controls of the Apache that crashed back in February of this year. In history, we're looking at Korean Air Lines Flight 007 that was shot down by the Soviet Union back in 1983. We also have China pledging over $51 billion to Africa, Putin visiting Mongolia, Ukraine with a drone that has a flamethrower attached to it, and a whole bunch of other things. So let's get into it.
Sam Lodge, stroke A, nose 5, low.
Switch, negative contact on your...
Break right! Hey. Cut 6, stroke 3, defending, nose...
All right, welcome. Thanks again for listening in. Jumping into the history section of the newsletter. Remember, if you're not a newsletter subscriber, you can click the link down below, sign up. It's absolutely free. And each and every week, you get interesting info, stuff that I find interesting, that I think you'll find interesting, that's happening in the aviation and defense world all around the globe. But this week, we are kicking it off with our In History segment. Maybe I should rename that History Topic of the Day. Be a little more fighter pilot-esque. Yeah, something to think on. But September 1st, 1983, Korean Air Lines Flight 007 was shot down by a Su-15. So on this day, that 747 with 269 passengers were all killed. They were transiting from New York to Korea. They had a tech stop in Anchorage, and that's a stop to get fuel and swapping out food or whatever else they might need. That's quite a long haul. But as they were on their second portion of this flight, the Anchorage to Seoul, Korea, they strayed inside Soviet airspace. So obviously navigation error, didn't have GPS or access to GPS like we do today. I'm sure they probably had a navigator on there too, but Soviet air defenses mistook the airliner for a U.S. spy plane. They thought it was an RC-135, a reconnaissance aircraft. They had seen RC-135s operating earlier in the day. And then about 2:30 in the morning, this is when this all transpires. So it's nice and dark outside. Everyone's sleepy. The Soviet Union detected the plane. They scrambled an Su-15. It was piloted by none other than someone, I'm going to butcher his name, Major Gennady Osipovich. Probably way off, but you know how I roll. So he intercepted this airliner. And according to the report, which again, I don't know how much credibility we can give to it, he said that the 747, which again, he thought it was a RC-135, was making defensive maneuvers and evasive maneuvering. So if you plop yourself over the middle of the ocean or the Sea of Japan, middle of the night, stars, boats, everything looks the same. Visual illusions are, I can absolutely see being playing a part here, where he thought this plane was maneuvering and trying to take evasive action. Or maybe he just made it up trying to cover his own skin once he realized he shot down an airliner. But who knows? Nonetheless, he intercepted it, thought the plane was doing nefarious things, rolled in trail of it, and shot 2 missiles, taking down the plane. Obviously, this sparked a lot of controversy and heightened tensions between the United States and Soviet Union. It ultimately did allow the Reagan administration, or push the Reagan administration, to make GPS technology available for civilian use. Remember, this time it was only available to military and utilized by the military. So that definitely helped with the navigation piece later on down the road. But that is Korean Airlines Flight 007 that was shot down. Again, September 1st, 1983. Not where you want to be. All right, over to the flight line. Taking a look around the world with things happening. Kicking off with the F-35 pilot that crashed in Apache. So he was on an orientation flight at the West Jordan Airport back on February 12th, 2024. And plane got away from him. The helicopter got away from him and the instructor pilot, and ultimately crashed. There's a picture of that in the newsletter up on its side. It's amazing that no one was injured. Anytime you got something with blades of death spinning above you and then you roll and impact the ground, it's usually not a good day. But I think they got out unscathed, at least according to this article. Hopefully that's the case. Orientation flights are something that happen all the time in the military. And sometimes things like this happen. I believe the French had a reporter a few years back who ejected, you know, by accident on takeoff out of a French fighter jet. This is the thing. You put two pilots in a plane, one who's getting an orientation flight, you never can assume they have the skill set or the knowledge how to operate. Speaking from experience here, I got an orientation flight in a UH-72 Lakota. And at the time I had my orientation flight, I had, you know, well over 1,000 hours flying, if not 2,000 hours flying. And it's just different flying a helicopter versus a plane. So this one obviously got away from him, got away from the instructor pilot. They lost an Apache, but I think, again, hopefully they're both okay. All right, for all my freight dogs out there, Germany is warned of incendiary devices in air freight. And honestly, everyone who flies, whether you know it or not, you got a lot of belly freight on the bottom of your plane too. So, you know, hopefully that helps you sleep well at night. But German authorities have issued an alert about unconventional incendiary devices that are being sent through European freight services. Several of these packages from unknown senders originating out of the Baltic states. They had an incident at Leipzig at the DHL facility there where a parcel caught on fire. So that's not good. It doesn't make you feel good when you're trapped in a metal tube going 500 miles an hour and something catches on fire inside the belly of the plane. So hopefully they whittle that one down. And this is not the first time. I don't have it in the newsletter, but just speaking from experience off the top of my head, we had a Dubai about 15, 20 years ago where someone was trying to put bombs inside printers and ship those. So just a lot of nefarious people doing nefarious things, not where you want to be in life, but here we are. UK has initiated a partial suspension of exports to Israel, arms exports, as you say. This doesn't impact the F-35. The article specifically calls that out, but it's amongst their ongoing concerns with the conflict in Gaza. So see what happens there. China has pledged $51 billion in investment in Africa. This comes out of the Forum for China-Africa Cooperation Summit that happened this week. Chinese President Xi Jinping announced a $51 billion package. This includes the effort to create 1 million jobs over the next 3 years, a diplomatic push, which includes a $30 billion line of credit, $10 billion in Chinese enterprise investments, and additional funds for military assistance. I saw this last night. It did not make it into the newsletter. I'll put it in there next week. But Egypt has announced that they are going to go with the Chinese fighter for their next procurement for their fighter fleet. Remember, prior to the Arab Spring, the one they had F-16s and had F-16s, and they were on order for Block 60 F-16s, which would have been a pretty sweet ride. But now they are aligning themselves with China. Yet another one. Putin. He visits Mongolia. And the IIC, the International Criminal Court, issued a warrant for him last year. People were thinking maybe Mongolia will arrest him because this is one of his first trips abroad, his first trip abroad to an IIC country where he's gone to North Korea and China, not necessarily players in the IIC. But it just demonstrated his ability to escape the International Criminal Court and the arrest warrant since Mongolia did not put him in handcuffs. Two Marines were attacked in Turkey. 10 people have been arrested as a result of the incident, and apparently it was the Turkish Youth Union in Izmir, Turkey, that attacked these Marines. There's videos circling around on social media with these two gentlemen being attacked. I think last week I misspoke. I called a Chinese J-9 ELINT, Electronic Intelligence and Surveillance Plane, a J-9. It's a Y-9, and that's now been spotted at Exercise Falcon Strike at Royal Thai Air Base. At a Royal Thai Air Base. So it looks like China and Thailand becoming more cozy as well as that region just continues to heat up. The U.S. has seized Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. I'm pretty sure I got his name right, pretty close to it. They've seized his Falcon 900 EX aircraft. They did that in the Dominican Republic and brought it back to Florida. Jet was worth $13 million, but the U.S. is saying it's in violations of sanctions, and he used all sorts of funny money tricks to try and buy that plane. And has been operating it illegally. The Defense Department is keeping the civilian jailed who mishandled classified information. This is the gentleman we spoke about 3 weeks ago. He was on his way trying to get to Mexico. He was a dual citizen between the U.S. and Turkey, and over the years has printed thousands of documents that are all classified, and he got arrested trying to flee the country. So, because he mishandled classified information, I guess it qualifies as mishandling information when you print thousands of documents and stuff them in a bag and try to leave. Might be another term there. But nonetheless, he is not going to be out on bail. He has to stay in jail. Turns out he might be a flight risk. So good job for whoever did that. All right, in the newsletter, I have it linked. I have a picture of it, at least a screenshot. Ukraine using a flamethrower drone against Russian forces. And this drone is just laying waste to this tree line with supposedly a bunch of Russian troops and positions inside this tree line. Terrifying would be an understatement if you saw this thing in action, but yeah, not necessarily anything against the Geneva Convention against drones with flamethrowers, although you know, flamethrowers are against the rules there. Not saying Ukraine's playing by those rules, but nonetheless, check that out. It's wild. Great time to talk about the sponsor of this episode, which is Aura. Talked about them before. You can use the link down below, get 14 days risk-free. That's enough time for them to go out there and scan the web, see what information, see what you're exposed to out there. Like me, I had 65 data brokerages that had my information. They went right to work to removing and petitioning to have my information off that, so people stopped selling my information and capitalizing off of it. They scan the dark web, so anytime your info pops up on the dark web, you get an alert so you can take action right away. Remember National Public Data, the place that has everyone's information for employers to do background checks, private investigators do background checks. They had 2.9 billion records stolen. 330 million Americans, 2.9 billion records stolen. Good chance you were impacted by it. So you can try Aura today, get a little peace of mind, protect you and your family, see what information is out there, see if you like it. Use the link down below or go to aura.com/Afterburn and check it out. All right, over to Cannon, everyone's favorite Air Force base, especially if you're in AFSOC, because that means you get a chance to live there. Out in New Mexico, one of the places that I dare say is best viewed from 40,000 feet, and that's what I did. Never stop in a place you're willing or unwilling to break in. So Cannon apparently accidentally released 7,000 gallons of water that contained forever chemicals, the PFAS. Is that right? Yeah. So the forever chemicals turns out not good, obviously linked to various health issues, and it's raised a lot of environmental concerns. So just another check mark for visiting Cannon Air Force Base for all those who desiring to go the AFSOC route. Good luck. We're all counting on you. The Marine Corps has mandated reporting of extremist activities, which I thought was a requirement anyways, but this is a requirement for immediate reporting, I think within the first hour of any extremist or gang activities within the ranks, emphasizing the importance of maintaining good order and discipline, according to the article. I put this in there because this is one of my pet peeves. Remember the whole everyone getting spun up about extremism and DOD, and there's all sorts of surveys and studies conducted. Well, a really long study and commission that came out a few months back, which was in the newsletter, it turns out. There's really not that problem in the DOD, despite what the media and everyone else will say. But it's interesting that the Marine Corps has issued this. I'm guessing this is in response to all this shenanigans and everyone getting spun up about nothing, that they had to do something. But turns out if people are doing something bad in the military, they usually get reported on anyways. But nonetheless, some Marines have said it's a mandatory reporting item, which hasn't it always been? All right, Russian propagandists used a Tennessee company for disinformation. This is an indictment that alleges Russian backed propagandists used a Tennessee based company for content creation, for paying content creators to spread disinformation or spreading information that was favorable to the Kremlin. A lot to dive in here. I imagine we'll be seeing more and more about this in the next coming weeks. And as we get closer to the election, you know, Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, whoever else are going to be meddling and trying to spread disinformation and stir things up for the election. So look at your information cautiously and smartly. The Navy has relieved the commander of the USS John McCain. So in the newsletter, I have a picture of the former commander, and he was the one that went viral a few months back when he had his M4 shooting off the side of the boat and he had the scope on backwards. He caught a lot of flack and ridicule on social media, so did the Navy. The article says he was relieved for a loss due to a loss of confidence, which is the standard party line anytime someone gets fired in the military. Unknown if it was tied specifically to this photo and all the embarrassment it caused, or if there was something else that was going on. My guess is this is probably just one piece of the puzzle, but who knows? Time will tell, or it won't, and we'll never know. The Venezuelan government has detained a U.S. sailor. Unknown on the circumstances of why he was detained, how long he's going to be detained, and what's going on around. Obviously, there's some tensions between old Venezuela and the United States. We did just take their president's plane. But he was on personal leave or personal business when he was in Venezuela. No idea about his background or anything like that, but the Department of Defense says that they are monitoring the situation. All right, for general aviation enthusiasts, fence in and bring, I guess, more money when you fly around, because Florida is looking to impose new fees, and they're using ADS-B. ADS-B, for those who aren't aware, that's the requirement to have in your planes, and that it transmits all your information like altitude, airspeed, location out to the world and vice versa, so that planes can have situational awareness of who's around them. It helps avoid traffic collisions, just building SA, period. It's a great tool. But now they're looking to leverage this tool to charge people for landing at various airfields. So if you are at a big airport, having landing fees is nothing new. But again, that's usually someone who's operating in a business jet, you know, not your Cessna 172 who's just bebopping around. That hasn't been a thing. But now it's looking like it's going to become a thing in Florida. And then who knows where else? Maybe everywhere else. That'd be my guess. All right. NGAD update. Not much here other than the fact that the Air Force is reevaluating its approach to air superiority. They remember they put the pause on NGAD back in July, trying to determine really what the need is. I imagine we're going to see back and forth here quite a bit as trying to figure out what the threat is, what money is available. Do we need this to be manned? Do we not need to be manned? What threats does it need to take down? What capabilities does it need to have? We know we need something, but what exactly needs to go into this sixth-gen NGAD fighter is TBD. All right, that wraps up the lowdown. Make sure you're a subscriber. You can get that link down below. It's absolutely free. If you like this content, share it with someone, and I'll see you next week. Your online security has never been more important. Recently, hackers stole over 2.9 billion records from National Public Data. You might be asking yourself, what's National Public Data? Well, that's the service that private investigators, companies, and staffing services all use to do background checks. This information is now in the hands of hackers who say they're going to give away this information for free. I use a company called Aura to make sure that whenever my data pops up in places I don't want, I get notified immediately. They also go right to work trying to remove your information from data brokers, as well as they offer a whole host of other tools. And should the worst case happen, they offer up to $5 million in identity theft protection insurance. Protect yourself and your family today with Aura. You can use the link down below and get a 14-day free trial, and this will be enough time for Aura to go out there, scan the web, and see what information is out there that you really don't want. You can go to aura.com/afterburn or click the link down below in the description again to get 14 days free.